Joining me in the Catalyst studio are Dr. Kanika Tomlin.
Hello.
Beatrice Farrell.
Hi.
And the local running czar, Ryan Jordan.
Hello.
And these folks all have mighty positions in the community in general, but for purposes of today's conversation, they are rookie runners.
Rookie runners, not Ryan.
Ryan. I look like a rookie runner.
He runs like a rookie runner.
I do.
I think, you know, as we are a public service organization, I think we were discussing what are the viable excuses for skipping running before we started. So rain was mentioned, bad attitude maybe. Like, what are the reasons that a rookie runner might not run?
I think that there's a number of them. I think we hit a couple. Humidity is a good one.
Oh my gosh.
That's always got humidity. I don't have my running gear is one I hear often.
I didn't hydrate my electrolytes a lot.
Yeah, I've got too much to do is the, you know, kind of the standby.
And these are the ones you've heard or you're officially deeming these valid?
None of these are valid.
None of these are valid. All right. So these are all on the no-go list. All right.
According to my list, yes.
So rookie runners are a product of the RunFest effort. For those who aren't familiar with it, which hopefully is very few people, can you give us a little background on RunFest?
Ryan? Sure. Yeah, yeah. And thank you. So RunFest is a third year event. It's the city's official running event, which we're super thrilled about. So this is a labor of love. We approached the city now 4 years ago with the goal of building a community-inspired wellness event and festival. So something that's not just, you know, get out and run, get your banana and, you know, go home.
That's going on a t-shirt.
Yeah, it could be a t-shirt slogan.
Yeah.
But that's not what RunFest is. So, you know, RunFest is really a celebration of St. Pete. So, you know, as we look in the community that is growing like ours, having a wellness-centric event that, you know, gets people out, even if it's just once a year, to run and get fit. And that's across, well, hopefully a lot more than that, you know, but it's a way to really get people out and running, you know, showcase our city, right? So the way that we've, you know, laid out the course and the event is really highlighting, you know, not only the beautiful elements of our city with the course. So we go through the Old Southeast, we get the Warehouse Arts District, we get Deuces Live, we get Grand Central, and then we finish on the water. So it's just not only from the running experience incredible, but then we're also sponsored by awesome local community partners, you know, starting with the Mahaffey, the Dolly, Three Daughters, Green Bench, Outback Steakhouse, Rollin' Oats. So we've got these wonderful partners that have made this, you know, really a special and different event, but one that's, you know, truly St. Pete.
And you have a race for every level.
Yes, we do. And we keep adding them. Some
mile run, a 5K,
yeah,
10K, and a half marathon.
You got it.
And a little kid run.
The kids runs a mile.
Not eligible, Beatrice.
No, I was listening to, what do you mean you got a mile run? So
there could be some breaking news, but we're looking at doing something that would be a fun Friday evening event, which would be shorter distance.
Oh, am I breaking news here? That's
cat's out of the bag.
It's not for you, though.
I think it's called the mile stumble on Friday night, though, isn't it?
Could be.
So Beatrice, of all the places he mentioned that the race runs through, which one's your favorite?
Deuces Live.
Okay.
On the historic 22nd Street South Corridor, where Three Daughters is on, right on the edge.
Right on the edge, yeah.
On 2nd Avenue South.
That's intentional, too. I mean, we, you know, tried to fit, you know, it wasn't always the easiest, you know, from a logistics standpoint, but we thought it was important to highlight all those, you know, as many neighbors as you can in a 13-mile distance, so.
That's what we love about the RunFest. You guys have taken everything that is existentially St. Pete and put it on blast and celebrated it, amplifying it, all in the name of health. It's really awesome.
And a lot of things he's talking about obviously dovetail nicely with Healthy St. Pete's. And how did you see those two efforts working together?
Well, a lot of what I just said. So since 2015, we've been committed to creating a culture of health in our city where we make the healthy choice the easy choice. You know, we're looking for ways to live, shop, eat, and play healthier together as a community. So the St. Pete Run Fest is really just exemplary of that effort. And, you know, it's not a recruitment campaign in the sense of like your local government being preachy about your choices. It's more of an encouragement of an understanding that St. Pete is such an awesome place to live. And the only way we're going to truly be able to take advantage of all of its awesome benefits and assets is if we are our healthiest, best selves. So it's helping people to get into that space and that place and enjoy this awesome city.
Wonderful. And Beatrice, so the logistics are you're getting up at a reasonable hour?
Well, you're skipping the rookie program. The rookie program is designed for people who have not run before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-week program, and I guess the running team coach is from St. Pete Running Company. It's a locally based firm, and they have us running all over the city. So we've been to Boyd Hill. We've been to Rolling Oats. We run at Northside Christian Church, which I think that's sort of in still in St. Petersburg. And we run by Coffee Bayou. So they do a really good job telling us where to meet. The last weekend, it was at Back to Normal, which is downtown St. Petersburg, across the street from City Hall. So that's exciting because I think they do it intentionally, but it's not hitting you over the head intentionally. It's, okay, this week we're going to be here, and we run by their shop, which is on the trail by 66th Avenue by Tyrone Square Mall. So you get to see a lot of St. Petersburg intentionally just because they have us running all over.
And how do you find the group experience getting to, you know, having people to run with you? Does that make it easier or I'm assuming it's more fun at least.
I'm sorry. We used to have people run with you. So remember rookie program?
But they're all rookies.
Nothing makes it easier. Let's just be clear. There's nothing easy about it.
I mean, they lap me. What do you mean by like that? Like, what is in that movie where Captain America laps Falcon? That's what I feel like.
I don't think it's a circular track, though. So
there is a speed drill on the track at Northside Christian School. Okay. Because they're working on all the various elements of being a sound runner,
right.
Which is something I've really learned a lot about working in the through this rookie program. It's not just about like going out and busting hard and just, you know, blowing it out. It's about understanding your body and kinesthetics and the right stretching and the right hydration and fluids and recovery and working on pace one day, working on endurance the next. And the experts at St. Pete Running Company have really broadened our horizons as it relates to being a good sound runner and taking care of our bodies.
That's the absolute truth. Typically, when we meet at their space, they always have an industry professional. Mm-hmm. So they've had a kinesthesiologist. They've had someone who was involved in physical therapy, specializing in running. They've had a nutritionist. If you think about all the things that go into it to get educated, it's a learning curve that once you reach the peak, you have the ability to learn a lot more on your own, but at least you have an idea as to what you're thinking or talking about. So that's been incredibly helpful.
In addition to all of this lead up to the event, RunFest will have these different length races and a lot more. What are some of the other efforts that you're doing to community build for RunFest?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the rookie program is wonderful and it's inspiring to hear that. You know, we built the program really as a way to help first timers get over some of the hurdles of running. And a lot of those hurdles are mental, right? You know, the kind of the fear of the unknown. I haven't done this before. It's a race. And the thing about running, it's accessible and it's a sport that, you know, we have wonderful places to run in our city that you can run all the time. You need a pair of sneakers, some shorts, hopefully. You don't need much, right? And so, you know, when I learned the love of running, I was traveling all the time. And you know, I think just fitness and staying active is just super important, as much for your body as for your mind. And I fell in love with it. So as I started running different cities across the US, you start to get a different feel for that community and you learn more about, you know, kind of where you're at. So that's, you know, where I fell in love with the sport. And so when we started RunFest, we really wanted to introduce this to more individuals because I think it's something that should be open to everyone. So the rookie program is special and it's meaningful to us. You know, and thank you guys for doing this. I know it's not always easy, but that's kind of the point of it too.
That is the point of it.
Yeah. I mean, you get outside your comfort zone, you learn a lot about yourself. And then the feeling that you get when you get through a race is, I get the question all the time. So why the heck would I, you know, spend X dollars to go run 13 miles? Seems kind of counterintuitive. And then you do it and you get the experience of the start line and then the energy on the course. And by the way, the course this year is going to be just awesome. We got entertainment every half mile. We've got, you know, all kinds of wonderful St. Pete assets that will be along the course to keep us motivated. And then you get to the finish line. And, you know, I mean, personally, that's the thing that is really the, you know, you've pushed yourself, you've done something you didn't think you could do, and you feel better. And, you know, by the way, it's something that you'll have with you. And I think that's the habit we're trying to develop. So, you know, that's personally what it means to me. And, you know, so it's great that you guys are experiencing that with us. Yeah, because really the whole ideal behind RunFest is that, right? We're trying to inspire people to get out and take care of themselves, take those first steps, because we think it has a much bigger impact on you than just your fitness.
Wonderful. I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you being good leaders for getting out there and doing it.
We do have one more spot for a rookie, though, I think.
Yeah, it's not too late.
But now they have a mile. He just mentioned they have a mile run. So.
How might someone get that last spot? Should they be inclined?
And we're talking about you, Joe. We'd make the spot. Yeah. Special
we,
for
we
you.
We got it. Yeah, yeah. We know people.
If I lap Beatrice,
we could have a race.
I'm telling Joe, you, those people
Joe
lap
versus
me.
Versus Beatrice. All hands on.
Do they make travel size defibrillators?
Right? Seriously, I want everybody listening to understand how much of a challenge this is for me. And I think I speak for Beatrice too. It's like all the low-hanging fruit of getting it together as it relates to fitness, I'd picked, right? I'd done all the like, oh, get a healthier meal, mm-hmm. you know, shop healthier. I've done exercise regimens that were easy. So this is like a real challenge with the goal of inspiring people to maybe take the path of least resistance sometimes, understanding that the payoff in the end is going to be huge. And achieving that goal that when I started, I could barely run a quarter mile. And now I'm running a mile and a half, you know, without stopping. Just the internal actualization that that's bringing to me is so awesome. So I encourage people, whether you're trying this or you're trying whatever it is, push yourself. And it's just so rewarding.
I can't wait to see you guys at the finish line. That's what makes this so rewarding. The folks that come and say, this is the first race I've ever done. It was amazing. I just, you know, achieved a personal accomplishment and goal. It's pretty awesome.
It's something else.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the finish line.
It's so exciting to know I'm going to be crossing that finish line. Yay. Looking forward to it.
And in 31 days, you start training for next year.
We have to take a day off because you have a rest day.
You get
day.
To recover, yeah.
And we have a healthy St. Pete Fit City run that comes a
That's
little
right.
later.
Yeah.
Fun for the whole family. It just doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
But this is really good for, like you're saying, mentally. It's easy to say, I can't do that. It's much better to say a month later, look at what I did.
Yep.
I love it. Well done.
Thank
Congrats.
You.
Congrats. Ryan, thanks for the inspiration.
Thank you. And by the way, we are going to have about 1,200 people from outside of our market here too. So we're going to have a huge economic impact in the city as well.
And we like that.
So lots of hotel nights.
Yay.